Genesis 39, verse number 19. And it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife. I want you to dial in on that. When he heard the words of his wife. Now, we've already talked last Wednesday what those words were. They were classic prevarication. They were lies. And now here is a husband hearing his lying wife talk about his trusted servant. Notice what the Bible says. He heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me. That's your servant. Isn't it amazing when our kids act up, we turn to our spouse, that them your kids. When they mess up, she turned, that's your son, that's your daughter. Listen to Potiphar's wife. Which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me. Notice Potiphar's reaction. That his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. Now, I'm not going to get to verse number 21 because that'll be our next section. But I want us to look at this passage tonight, and I trust that God will help us. Let the church say amen. Father, bless now in these brief moments as we look at the life of Joseph. Help us, Lord. Please cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, and fill me with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And the Lord was with Joseph. Come on, let's say it together. And the Lord was with Joseph. Say it one more time. And the Lord was with Joseph. How about saying this? I want the Lord to be with me. Come on, say it together. I want the Lord to be with me. Can I tell you, it's going to take more than just you saying it. It's going to take more than just you quoting it. It's going to take more than just you reading Genesis chapter 39. It's going to take commitment. The Lord being with you is not just because you're saved. Now, we understand that his presence is always with us. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We understand he lives inside us. We're talking about the Lord's hand, the Lord's touch, the Lord's activity, the Lord's movement in Joseph's life. In Potiphar's house. Potiphar's house, a distant place. Potiphar's house where he was dealt property. Potiphar's house where God gave him divine prosperity. Potiphar's house where he was afforded delegated promotion. Potiphar's house where devious perversion showed up. Don't think because things are going well that sin won't show up. Remember I said the blessings of God will find you anywhere? Sin will too. As long as we are living in this body, as long as we're in this world, as long as the devil is roaming around, sin will show up. There's no place on planet Earth where perversion does not exist. That's why I can't wait till we get out of here and we live in heaven and we never have to battle the devil. We never have to deal with this flesh and we never have to deal with a corrupt world. Can you imagine what it's going to be like to get up every day and never have one wrong thought, never have one temptation, never see sin, never battle anything, no arguments, no disagreements, no temptation? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I cannot wait. But in the meantime, that stuff is here. And by the way, the only reason why we're going to get to heaven and where there's going to be no sin is because God is going to wipe it all out. And the only way on earth you're going to be able to live and have victory over sin is to lean on the power of that same God to give you victory. Wow. Devious perversion. Which showed us Joseph's distinct principles. He beat sin. He said no to sin. Well, the world tells us a lot of things. Say no. Say no to drugs. Say no. Let me tell you something. It's not just about saying no to drugs. It's about saying no to anything that violates the word of God. See, the world may have a standard that's here. Just because you meet the world standard doesn't make you a good Christian, because God has higher standards for you. There's stuff that the world, there are things that the world calls fine that God calls wrong. You've got to be willing to say, God, no, because you said no. Yes, because you said yes. My principles have to align with God. That's what a principle is. It's an unchanging truth based upon the character of God. That's what a principle is. That's why it doesn't matter what the styles are in 2021. Principles are not going to change. It doesn't matter what happens in November. Principles are not going to change. You line your life up with principles, you'll be a good Christian. You line your life up with preferences or with passion or with popularity, you're going to be on a roller coaster all over the place, because other people are going to determine how you live unless you live based on something that never changes. Principles. I'm not doing it. I refuse. Well, let's see what doing right did for Joseph. It got him defamed by way of prevarication. I know what you're thinking. Somebody right now is thinking, yep, I did exactly what the Bible said. I followed the Holy Spirit's leading. Yep. You counseled me to tell my boss this. You told me to tell my coach this. You told me to tell this person I was in a relationship with this. And guess what it did? Got me in trouble. Got me lied on. It got me mistreated. It got me defamed. You should hear what the guys are saying about me in school because I stood up for God. You should hear what those other girls are saying about me because I decided to do it. You should hear how they're talking about me because I dress modestly. You should hear what they're saying about me on the job because I decided I'm not going to that office party. If I'd have just gone along with sin, it'd have been a whole lot easier. You think so? You think it would have been easier for Joseph if he had just given in to Potiphar's house, did Potiphar's wife, did what she said, and at least everything would have still been good with Potiphar? Sure, that sounds real good unless you don't believe God. Listen to me. If you really believe God, you're not gonna listen to those principles. All of that sounds great. The devil's words always sound great unless you actually believe God. That's how I should have put it. Unless you really believe God. If God's word supersedes the devil's word, then you'll not play by his rules. You'll play by God's rules. Defaming, prevarication. She calls the servants in. Lies. And then she calls Potiphar in. Notice what the Bible says. When his master heard the words of his wife. His boss. This is a man that Joseph has earned a relationship with. He's developed favor from Potiphar by living right. Potiphar trusts him with everything. Why do you think Potiphar was gone if he didn't trust Joseph? Joseph lived right and did right and honored right. And all of a sudden, here she comes, messing up everything. Notice the subsequent rage of Potiphar. The Bible says his master had his wrath kindled. Angry. Can you imagine? You know what liars do? Liars turn people on you. You know what liars do? Liars portray you to be something that you're not. You know what haters do? Haters mess up your good name. You know what liars do? They take a scene that's going well and they make it bad. That's what liars do. Now, this man who absolutely adores Joseph because the Lord is with him is angry because of a lie. Have you ever seen somebody angry with you over something you never did? Have you ever walked up to somebody and said, "Hey, good evening." You thinking, "What in the world happened? Hey, how you doing?" "I'm going to be speaking to me." You know what you find out? Somebody told you something wasn't true. Subsequent rage. Here's what I wrote down from verse number 20. A severed relationship. Proverbs makes this statement. A whisperer separated chief friends. You know what I thought about as I read this passage of scripture? This woman, with her prevarication, with this lie that she knows isn't true, messed up a great relationship. Can you imagine? Have you ever lost something valuable? A relationship that you cherished? Someone that you loved? Because somebody else got in the middle of it and lied on you. Severed this relationship. Can you imagine? And here comes the devil planting a seed in your mind. You wasted your time living right in front of Potiphar. You wasted your time doing right by him every day. You wasted your time having this testimony. You wasted your time taking care of his stuff. He got the nerve to get mad with you. Here you've been every single day watching over his stuff, taking care of his house, doing everything, organizing everything, being over top of all the rest of the service, and he's got the nerve to lie on you. Let me tell you something. We're going to find out whether the Lord is with you when your relationships that you value are severed because of a liar. By the way, this last section after defaming prevarication is what I call discriminating persecution. You know, discrimination is raised so often nowadays. And there are often battles legally and certainly causes that are fought for all over the world to make sure that no one is discriminated against. Can I tell you something about the devil? You know what kind of people he discriminates against? People that do right. Okay, so if you want to talk about being a victim of discrimination when it comes to being a Christian, you keep honoring the Lord and the devil will discriminate against you. Listen to me, he's a whole lot nicer to people that will do his bidding. This is Joseph getting mistreated for one reason. For doing right. Search your Bible. See if you can't find others discriminated, persecuted for doing right. What did Job do? Fear God, hate evil, live upright. And look at his friends mocking him. Look at the devil all over him. What did Elijah do? Stand up and say what God told him to say. What did Jezebel do? Threaten to take his life. Listen to me. You do right long enough and the devil will discriminate. Listen to me. Yea, all that live godly shall, not might, not wish, not. Of course you don't wish it, but let me tell you something. Shall suffer persecution. Listen to me. If the devil's not messing with you, don't tell nobody, because it means you're not messing with him. He only wants to bother people who are bothering him. Look at the disciples. They have been with Jesus. What they do? Heal somebody. Next thing you know, they're getting questioned in front of the religious leaders. Look at Paul and Silas. What are they doing? Preaching the gospel. People getting saved. That's a good thing. They're beating them and throwing them in jail in Philippi. Come on now. You live for God. What did John do? Preach the gospel. They boiled him in oil. What did Paul do? Preach the gospel. They cut his head off. What did John the Baptist do? Call out somebody that was involved in an immoral relationship and his head got chopped off. Discriminating persecution. Pastor, are you trying to give us a bad picture of what will happen if we're a Christian? No, I'm trying to give you the truth to tell you, you live for God and you do right. You're going to face persecution, but you can face it and not bend and not bow if the Lord is with you. Subsequent rage, a severed relationship, and a shameful result. You put him in prison. Put him in prison. Listen to him. I don't know about you. Don't we know plenty of people that do deeds worthy to be in prison? I mean, everywhere. I don't wish prison on anybody, but when somebody violates the law and does other things to hurt people, they ought to serve their prison time. And here we are in Genesis 39. And out of all people, who's going to prison? The one who did right. And by the way, look at what the wrong person is doing. Potiphar's wife. She's right back there doing what she's been doing. And it looks like the bad guys won. I'm trying to help somebody tonight. I'm trying to help you because you're living in discouragement right now because you've done right by God. And it appears to you that the bad guys won and the good guys lost. Here's what it's doing. Little by little, it's causing your strength to wane and your resistance against sin. Listen, you're starting to talk like this. What's the use anymore? Why should I stand for God? Ain't nobody going to reward me anyway. Nobody. I never get anything. They don't promote me. They don't do anything for me. I sit here and try to do right. I honor God. I tithe 52 weeks out of the year. I'm the one that loses the job. I'm the one that gets mistreated. I'm the one that never gets believed. Here it is. The one who did. Listen to me. Potiphar's prosperity was a result of Joseph's character. Look what he thought. I've often heard people say, wow, she was successful in turning Potiphar against Joseph. I don't believe that. You know what I believe? I believe that Potiphar put Joseph in prison to save face with his wife. I don't even believe that Potiphar believed her. I can't prove that, but I'll tell you one thing. If I believed him, I wouldn't have put him in prison. I would have had him killed. Potiphar had the authority to do that. You say, I wonder why he didn't have him killed. I believe you believe him. I believe that the testimony, listen to me, the testimony of Joseph was so strong that even after being accused by Potiphar's wife, Potiphar believed Joseph. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. A shameful result. But I'm going to tell you something. There was some spiritual happening going on. Because Joseph lived in such a way that he impacted Potiphar. Can I tell you something? You're going to get lied on. You're going to get people that will literally launch an agenda to destroy you. Is the Lord going to be with you? I know what you're thinking. They're taking me down. They can't take you down if God's for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Put them in prison. What Potiphar must have been thinking? Potiphar must have been thinking. Yeah, after this shameful result, I believe with all my heart, there was some sensible reasoning in Potiphar's mind. Sensible reasoning. I can't keep this fella in my house and keep my marriage. My wife can go off, and every married man going, Lord, yes, that's the truth. Ain't no way. Listen, I know it's not in there, but it's almost like I could hear Potiphar going, man, I got to fire you. I got to put you in prison. Man, you know I believe you, but if I let her know I believe you, I'm going to sleep on the couch. You think Potiphar must have known? I got to do it. I got to do it. I'm thinking in Daniel, remember? Where they tricked that king, Darius, in writing that decree that nobody could pray. And next thing you know, that decree, they tricked him into writing, had a sentence on his main man, Daniel, and he felt bad about it. Oh, I got to do this, Daniel. I got to do this. Huh? But he tried to rise up and find out, make sure Daniel was okay, and he was glad that God delivered Daniel. Let me tell you something. You do right, and it may seem like the liars are winning and the bad folks are winning. But I'm telling you something. If you live right, they will believe you over the advice of their own friends and family, because character always speaks louder than lies. May God help us. Maybe you're at Potiphar's house tonight. You didn't ask to be here. You don't want to be here. You didn't put in for orders here. And you're just going through it. You had moments where it looked like things were well. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, things flipped. And now, some evil person has messed up a good thing. Let's not forget. Even if you get kicked out of Potiphar's house, next stop, it doesn't matter where it is. As long as the Lord is with you. Can you handle persecution? Because you're going to have to deal with it, Christian. Can you handle it? Let me speak for you. Sure you can. If the Lord is with you. Father, we love you. Be with us. We're going through some things. Some things we go through, they're chastised because we disobeyed you. But other things we go through, it's persecution because we obeyed you. May your presence be with us in such a way that even when we're mistreated, you're with us. We love you. Encourage believers going through tough times right now because of their stand for you. Let them know you're still with them. In Jesus' name, amen.